Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
7:23 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. We are live from Publix in Smyrna. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. If you are in the Smyrna area, if you're taking your kids to daycare, I'm going to tell you to turn around. Stop by Publix because the mascot is here. I've already seen a few moms and dads have to like swing their carts around to go get a photo with Play-Doh. And he's been out here all morning. So stop on by. We've got a ton of food. We're indulging out here as well. Boar's Head has a whole smorgasbord of different things. They have the chicken salad sandwiches that are on little croissants. We've got bagels. We've got donuts. We've got pretzels, cookies, everything. So we can't eat all of this. Please stop by. You can't miss us as soon as you walk in. The samples will greet you.
Yeah, the charcuterie cup as well, or the Boar's Head bucket.
I think you guys are calling it the meat bucket today.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I see it. Look, I see a couple that just walked in that might need a donut. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's right. Come get this donut.
He turned around as soon as you said that. That was very, very adorable.
I love it, man. It's good stuff.
Well, it is the Highland Park location at 4480 South Cobb Drive in Smyrna. We're going to be out here until 9 a.m. James is taking great care of us this morning, handing
awesome.
Us anything and everything. He also got Michael Haynes out here for us. So it's just been an incredible morning so far.
I did what'd you say, Chris Farley, SNL. Hey, remember that one time? You scored a touchdown.
That was cool.
That was cool. That's pretty much what happened that interview for me. Yeah.
Well, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. It's free 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, let's go in the So as far as Thursday Night Football, Lions beat the Cowboys 44-30. Amon-Ra St. Brown did play. It didn't seem like that was going to happen all week, right? He did not practice.
He's so good. He's so good, dude. Yeah. I was watching him last night, and honestly, all those players, on both sides of the ball. I mean, I was going to talk about the Lions for a second and the skill players they have. Jameson Williams is just unbelievable. Jahmyr Gibbs takes over the game last night, but you're right. I mean, Amon-Ra St. Brown, so unique in I know this goes without saying, but when I watch guys like him, and there's, you know, the receivers that aren't straight line speed, more of the ones that are good in space and, you know, short space burst, I guess you would call it. I'm like, man, I'd love to have a guy like that with the Falcons. You know, just one of those guys, just a Bijan style wide receiver that can, you know, get the ball, make somebody miss and get you an extra 20, 30 yards.
Yeah, and as it turns out, they have a Bijan type running back.
Yeah, just exactly.
Maybe just a little bit more top end speed, and in Jahmyr Gibbs who does it all too. I mean, you look at him and Bijan, and they are so similar, and it's crazy because they're always going to be compared to each other because they're in the same draft class.
Yep.
Right? You know, Bijan goes 8, and then Jahmyr, I want to say like 14 or something.
I was going to say 15. And, yeah, you're somewhere in the right range.
And you look at their numbers, and if you're like, Jahmyr Gibbs had 12 carries, 43 yards. He didn't do anything. Oh, really? 3 touchdowns, 7 catches, 77 yards. He's just a 100-yard-a-game guy. The only difference to me in when you break it all down in stats is Jameer gets in the end zone more, but it's a little bit unfair to compare because I think it's safe to say that the Lions offense has been consistently better in his career than they haven't the Falcons having Bijan. And it's not a detriment or because of Bijan, anything he's doing.
Yeah, and I think when you look at David Montgomery also in that backfield and the run he had last night where he just broke like three tackles up the middle, guys just ankle biters just on both sides, and he's like, no, knee to the face, get off me, and I'm going to rush for, you know, however many that long, 43-yard touchdown.
Somewhere there's a former Falcons quarterback saying, yeah, from Iowa State.
Yeah.
David Montgomery.
So the NFL has mandated that new playing surfaces for all stadiums need to be introduced by 2028 to enhance player safety.
Yeah, and it's coming down from the NFLPA that they want grass on top of that, and
I don't know how that's possible.
It's not. And you
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You really can't mandate it. You can't. Look, I'm not a lawyer, although Mike and I did have a lawyer discussion this morning about NASCAR's antitrust
trial.
Which, by the way, real quick, I'm sorry, I just got to say this. If you had told me 10, 15 years ago, when I was watching Jordan win finals, that in 30 years he was going to be a part of a NASCAR antitrust lawsuit and on the witness stand, I told you were crazy. But anyways, back to the point at hand. You can't go, and this is the problem with – we talked about this. Me and Mike Bell talked about this with PSLs too, is that the problem with – everybody says, well, owners should pay for the stadiums, right?
Mm-hmm.
And taxpayers shouldn't pay for them, okay? Not sure that I disagree. However, when you do that, that's when you get stuff like PSLs. Double down on that. When you do that, you then can't tell them how they have to build the stadium after the fact. You can't go and tell Mercedes, Arthur Blank and the people at Mercedes-Benz, got to figure out how to grow grass in there. Because you know what's just as unsafe as turf is bad grass.
Yeah, I was gonna
slippery
say.
Grass. Grass that doesn't grow well. I mean, that's Mike. That's just as bad, if not worse.
It definitely is. And I had an injury down in Houston when they used to have the 5-yard tiles. Do you remember those? They came in on 5-yard tiles through the tunnel, and they would interlock together 5 yards by 5 yards, and they had, I don't know, however many of them, 50 of them, and they would lock them all together, and that would create your surface. And then during the day, they'd roll them back out into the parking lot. A lot in the same way they do in Phoenix, where the whole kind of turf, where the whole thing rolls out into the parking lot. They can grow it during the day. I don't know what the answer is. I mean, UV lights, whatever it may be, if you really want to get grass, I think of a place like the Superdome. Like, there's just – like, what do you even do? You know what I mean? There's not an opportunity. So, I know there is a lot of new turf technology. We saw some last year at Secondary High School that had the wood filler, which was insane.
Yeah, and the foam and stuff.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, I know there's new technology being developed all the time. Can't even imagine what that technology looks like by 2028. But I think that, simply put, the thought process is going the right direction. I just don't know what the end game is.
And it's so much better than it was in the 70s and 80s and early 90s where – it was a concrete slab, mm-hmm. and you put essentially carpet.
Putting green, something you'd find in a basement.
Well, the NFC players of the month are Matthew Stafford, Nashawn Wright, and AFC are Devon Achane and Myles Garrett.
Yeah. Myles Garrett gets this every week. I mean, like, it doesn't it feel like that? It It feels like one of those things where you're trying to talk yourself out of it half the time with Myles Garrett. You know what I mean? It's like LeBron winning the MVP award at a certain point. You're like, you know what? We're just trying to find anybody else. You know, Joker's going through the same thing here recently. It just feels like Matthew Stafford and Myles Garrett, for the most part this year, you've looked at their month and go, yep, pretty good. Yep, I think we can roll with that. I think that's pretty good. So, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of fill their name in whenever necessary.
You look back and you look at the Stafford for golf trade, and I know that Stafford got the Super Bowl, and so it's always going to look like the Rams got the better of that trade. But you look at that trade and tell me how it didn't work out for both teams. I'd like for you to make the argument that it didn't work out for both teams because it's not possible.
I don't know that you've ever seen a trade where the capital put in a lot of ways, a one pick versus a one pick, traded at that same position, and it just completely flipped what you feel like the fortunes were for both franchises. So I'm with you, man. That's been awesome to watch. I'm a big Jared Goff fan. Had a nice night last night, throws for 300 yards. But Matthew Stafford just – he's right at that sweet spot, isn't he? And you brought this up. He's right at that sweet spot where he's got the answers to the test, yet he's still got enough youthfulness to move around mm-hmm. and make things happen on the football field. He's like that nice little sweet spot.
Yeah, and it's funny because I talked about that with Bell the other day, and Bobby Hebert apparently had said at one point, was like, yeah, but now my body doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so if you get – and Stafford's fault through it too. Remember
– Yes. Yep.
Go back to our preseason conversations, Allie. He didn't practice, and there was a real thought process that he wouldn't play to start the season. And miraculously, somehow, boom, right out, ready to go, week one.
Yep.
Well, and Darius Slay is considering retirement after being picked up by the Bills.
That's weird to me. It just sounds like he's lost some passion. I could be way off. It sounds like he doesn't have passion for the game. Why wouldn't you want to go to a contender?
He's been playing awfully this year, and the point is he got benched. And it just hasn't been good. And so I was kind of shocked that the Bills picked him up because I have seen some tape. He's been getting burned. Because the first thing you do as a Falcons fan, I think we all do the same thing. You see a headline name kind of pop open, and you're like, oh, wait a second. We might be able to use a guy like that. And then you actually look at the film, and you're like, oh, no, I'm good. I'm solid on that. And then he's retired.
Yeah, don't let the name fool you sometimes,
yeah,
right?
No doubt.
Well, coming up, Mike and Bo will have to make their picks. I'm going to go ahead and give you a preview of my rando pick of the week. It's very simple. It's Bo's alma mater.
Dude, what did I tell you Monday? When we went through this Monday, I said, there is only one option for the rando pick of the week, and you better not miss. And here we are. Nice job.
Kennesaw State at Jacksonville State, so you'll have to pick that, plus a couple others. It's also going to be Fair or Foul Friday. Fair or Foul, start to think about this one. Bijan Robinson will set a new career high in rushing yards this season. I've got some stats for you on that one. It's all coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with the Morning Shift. And we are live from Publix in Smyrna on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.